This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, purging voters in the battleground states. Since 2019, the Voter Purge Project, a partnership between Acorn International Labor Neighbor Research and Training Center and the Ohio Voter Project, have embraced the tedious but essential task of processing the pure voter list produced by election officials around the country and distributed by secretaries of state. At this point, we're regularly processing 29 states and are on our way to being able to assemble all 50 in our database by the end of the year. Purges are a controversial issue in the U.S. election system. They are somewhat legitimate since any list or database needs to be maintained. Deceased voters need to be removed regularly. Voters moving out of state or wherever need to be properly sorted. At the same time, perhaps because of a Supreme Court decision concerning Ohio's practice or in spite of that decision, purges have been politicized and created distrust, often for good reason, of the practice. The purge in Georgia in the last governor's election in that state by the then Secretary of State, now governor, before the runoff, remains an open sore on their process to this day. Errors and questionable practices that BPP has found in Ohio, Iowa, Florida, and elsewhere undergird the necessity of our work in ensuring that all eligible voters actually are able to access the ballot in their states. With the U.S. midterm elections looming ahead, we drilled down on the battleground states and their list to evaluate how they were handling purges before the vote by comparing year-over-year changes in voter registration data for the report, The Voter Purge Project, A Look at Trends in Battleground States, which we have now released both nationally and in the battleground states. Overall trends across these states indicate that a net increase in the number of women registering to vote is outpacing men. More new voters and party switchers are going to the Republican Party. The number of unaffiliated voters is growing more than Democrats and Republicans. Nearly 70,000 new registrants in eight states appear to be incorrectly classified as inactive, potentially moving them closer to getting removed from the rolls. The youngest cohort of voters declined as a share of the electorate from 9.4% to 8.9%. When the Voter Purge Project focused closely on just the state-level trends, we found Nevada boasts one of the highest purge rates in the nation, 10.5%. Voters in Michigan appear to maintain relative security from unnecessary purges. The only majority black county in Florida saw the state's highest rate of voter purges. Three of the five highest poverty counties in Arizona lost voters, while three of the five lowest poverty counties gained voters. In Pennsylvania, the number of young voters, 18 to 24 years old, declined nearly 8%. We want fair elections. We want all eligible voters to be able, without worry, to go to the polls and cast their ballots. Too many from all sides are casting doubt on the American election system. Our work assures some accountability, but we need everyone to follow what's happening with voter lists in their states and nationally so that best practices can be rewarded, questions can be answered, and disturbing trends countered and corrected. Join with us now and help us get the job done. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.